This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What else is really interesting is what's playing out in the air across this country. And I feel compelled to talk about this. We had a guest on the other day, an aviation expert. I'm kind of following this closely for a whole host of reasons. But more importantly, I headed up airport security from 1995 to 2007 at the Louis Armstrong International Airport. And, you know, was privy to a number of meetings over those years about staffing, what goes on inside of an airport, the operations of an airport, security of an airport. Obviously, not as much as it relates to air traffic control, but I would always hear anecdotal stories about what was going on with ATC each and every day, the importance of saying when we had to go and divert flights and things of that nature. Got to a keen understanding of the difficulty of the job. And more importantly, the importance of the job. They are a traffic cop. You have vehicles traveling in the skies anywhere from 90 miles an hour to several hundred miles an hour, all the way up to military aircraft that are traveling at speeds twice as fast as commercial airline jets and more. All of that within that space, juggling a lot of balls. The importance of this is that one little hiccup, because of the size of the planes that are flown today in the commercial realm, you could lose lives from 50 to 350. If you're not careful, if the timing's not right, if you're not on your game, if you're not observant, and you're not paying attention, bad things happen. And then you rely on the efficacy of a lot of equipment that sometimes you don't know when it goes down. You have no control of that. No matter how much maintenance you do on the equipment, it can go away on you. And then you rely to the transfer of the levels of redundancy that you have when one of those events take place. Now, I've just given you the Cliff Note version of what's going on in that tower. And I think you're getting a flavor already how important this is to the traveling public, you, me, and everyone else, and how important this is to our economy, moving people across this country to conduct commerce, move goods, packages, this, that. The list goes on and on and on. International visitors coming here, spending their money. How important it is on so many different fronts. The problem is, it doesn't seem like we can get the attention of anybody inside the Beltway. This goes beyond party. This has been a neglect that has been going on for decades. And one has to wonder why. If you carve out an activity like this that's going to come under the sole purview of the federal government, one would think, and rightfully so, that they should give a damn. They should care about the quality of the product that they're offering. They should make sure that the safety protocols are in place each and every day. And with the advancement of technology, that we have more robust and more safe and secure systems, both from being hacked, failure rate, the way the data is moved across not only software but hardware now in a more efficient, quicker fashion, that all of these things lead to a much better overall system. But for whatever reason inside the Beltway, no one seems to be getting the memo. And we have just been devoid of a strategic plan of a very complex, difficult system and making sure that it stays current, understanding that it's hard to take these systems down, that you have to run them probably in a beta for a while before you can transfer to them, making sure you work out all the kinks and everything else. But it's an absolute necessity. And as each administration passed, I mean, we just can go back 4 years to the Biden administration and the previous 4 years of Trump, and what did we gain? Nothing. Zero. You go back to the 8 years of Obama. What did we gain? Nothing. Zero. 99% of air traffic control facilities in the United States, as reported in the New York Times this morning, are operating below recommended staffing levels. Now, they run their own schools. Right? The amount of commerce and the economic impact that airports have are huge. We just built a new one for that very reason. There are modifications being done to almost every major airport in this country and internationally as well. In fact, in Southeast Asia, they're building, I think, two brand new airports out there. So everybody recognizes the importance to our economy, the economic impact, but no one seems to recognize the maintenance and upkeep of these facilities, the dangers of managing air traffic, the importance of air traffic controllers, the importance of having good pilots, qualified pilots, right? The same holds true with air traffic controllers. Meritocracy ought to run through the bloodline of all of these things because they're too critically important. You're making split-second decisions, trying to time and gain as much efficiency in the utilization of a limited asset, runways, right? And moving down that path. But we don't seem to get it. And they've let us down yet again. How many times do we have to, in this country, have conversations about how we as taxpayers have been let down because someone doesn't have their eye on the ball? And I just love all these Congress people that are raising their hand. Well, what happened to the money that we appropriated for this? You know what's interesting? Have you seen any Congress people trying to break into an air traffic control tower? I don't remember any. Do you? I don't remember any. I don't remember any yelling and screaming about their oversight authority relative to this issue for the safety and security of taxpaying citizens in this country. Do you remember that? I don't remember that. I don't remember them knocking on the door down at the bottom of the tower. I don't remember them collecting at the bottom of the tower with placards and this and that and everything else. No, what I remember is that they were trying to break into an immigration facility that was opened in order to accommodate the enforcement operations of Homeland Security. That's what I remember. Now, that gives you a good idea of the priorities of the members of Congress as it relates to you and I. Again, we're playing second fiddle. They don't care, right? Hell, we can't even accommodate military travel with commercial travel in an airspace in a particular piece of geography at the present time. We find out the other day that there's a link between Reagan and the Pentagon that hasn't worked for 3 years, which is the ultimate responsibility of the Department of Defense, that has to deal with management of the airspace throughout the Washington, D.C. area, that has all kinds of complications because of all kinds of restrictions, and yet to this day, right now, there has not been a significant modification of the utilization of that airspace by the Defense Department. We will continue to play chicken in that airspace, and you will continue to have your life at risk because we know there's not enough air traffic controllers there. We know that the linkages between the airport and the DOD has not worked for 3 years. Nobody seems to really care. And we already know what happens. Aircraft run into one another. They had to divert two planes just 2 weeks ago.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
So in comes Sean Duffy of the Trump administration. I don't know anything about Sean Duffy, for the most part, other than he seems to be a man of action. He seems to be fairly transparent as to what's going on here, saying, Houston, we got a problem. And we got to figure out a way to fix this sooner rather than later, because we are going to continue to have near misses. And you don't need that many near misses before it's no longer a near miss. And he's all but said, this is going to be an embarrassing situation. An embarrassing situation. So he proposed a real horrible thing. It was horrible, according to the Air Traffic Control Union. You knew it was only going to be a matter of time before they stepped in with some silly proposition or position. He proposed, because we have a limited number of air traffic controllers, that there is a mandatory retirement age of 56. They like this, right? because they're able to plan all of their benefits as it relates to this mandatory age retirement. And it works well for them. So he offered cash bonuses to controllers below the mandatory retirement age of 56 to keep them on a job and maybe work out waivers so that they could work past 56 up until the age of 41. So there could be a segment of those available there that they could extend their work life 4 years while they're graduating air traffic controllers and getting them through OJT, on-job training, to ensure that when they are released on their own, that they're going to be top-notch protecting you. Extra pay for crucial work, totally voluntary, no mandatory. If folks wanted to step up, volunteer, help out because of the crisis that we find ourselves in, this would be great, right? Wrong. In fact, the National Air Traffic Controllers Association, they hate the idea, and they voted to punish any controller who signs a waiver with a seniority cap. Because if you sign that waiver, your seniority, you stop accruing seniority the day that you do so. Doesn't really matter, really. If they're willing to do it voluntarily, why does that matter? Well, the union's rationale is that each waiver puts early retirement at risk by showing the agency, the FAA, and Congress that mandatory retirement is unnecessary. Here we go again. You see, the entity's interest is not outweighing the individual. The individuals are putting themselves in front of the entity that's there to protect, guess who? You. And who's having to suffer all the sacrifices again? You, because they simply just don't give a damn. There are a lot of people that fly that have a lot of anxiety about flying. I know a lot of them myself. But in their enjoyment of life, they have to put that aside and they fly. None of this is helping any of these folks. None of this is helping our economy. None of this is emblematic of being the most technologically advanced nation in the world. How many times are we told that? I don't know about you, but I'm having a real difficult time believing it. And what I'm really having a difficult time understanding is that how can the National Air Traffic Controllers Association not completely understand the crisis as it exists today, and that this policy would actually help the other air traffic controllers that are actually taking leave when they manage near misses in order to deal with the stress because they're having a difficult time, almost like PTSD, of recognizing that they just nearly killed 400 people. And then you add the overlay to that of the billions and billions and billions of dollars that we spend on so many, in my humble opinion, inconsequential projects, not only in this country, but around the world. And we cannot seem to find the dollars for this. For this. And the inconveniences that are going to flow out of this. Who do you think is going to be inconvenience? It's going to be you. You're going to have more canceled flights. You're going to have more redirected flights. You might get an email that they changed your flight. And then again, you might not. I'm already hearing horror stories each and every day of this happening by almost every airline. Denver the other day had a blackout as well. Denver, one of the newer airports that we have in this country. Interesting. All of a sudden, all of these challenges are coming up. We've been knowing about them for years, and we simply have done nothing. One has to ask, what are they doing for us inside of the Beltway? I'm not sure I know any longer. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.